Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Many years ago, a soldier was in hospital with a wounded foot. The foot was still far from healed when he heard that his wife, who was a long way away, was very sick. He wanted badly to go and visit her, so he applied for the right permissions and he received them. He was to travel by train across the country, but in the early stages of his trip, his papers and money were stolen from him. What could he do? He was afraid that now the army might punish him if they thought of him as a deserter. He climbed off the train at the next big city and trod on something. It was another soldier's papers. A friend nearby encouraged him to use them as his own. "The conductor doesn't know your name. You'll be safe." But the wounded soldier remembered his wife's words. "I understand that I may hear that you've been killed, but don't let me hear that you've ever given up your principles." So he searched and found the owner of the missing papers and returned them to him. He then reported his own loss to the authorities, and in time, new papers were given to him. So he reached his home with a good, clean conscience. In every person's life, there are times when temptations press in upon us. Like suffering, temptation is universal. Also like suffering, temptations vary from person to person. Temptations may be divided into different groups. One type attacks the human body, another the mind or relationships. Satan is so cunning that he tailors each temptation to the person that he's tempting. Temptations are never far away. But as believers in the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives within us. There is a hope for us to overcome our temptations by watchfulness and prayer, for Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. The Lord Jesus will never let us be tempted above what we can bear, for his grace is sufficient to help us in our times of need. In today's Bible adventure, the Lord Jesus was praying fervently in the Garden of Gethsemane.
"Remain here at the entrance to the garden, my beloved disciples. All except Peter, James, and John. You three come with me."
"Yes, Master."
The Master falls prostrate upon the ground.
"Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me."
"Peter, James, John."
"Yes, Master."
"Oh, Peter, sleepest thou?"
I slept, Lord."
"Couldst not thou watch 1 hour?"
"Forgive me, Lord."
"Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak."
Turning away, Jesus again seeks his retreat. The awful moment has come, that moment which is to decide the destiny of the world. Christ could even yet refuse to drink the cup of sinful man.
"Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass from me, except I drink it, thy will be done."
Three times Jesus utters that prayer. Three times humanity shrinks from the terrible sacrifice. Suddenly the heavens are opened. A light shines forth from heaven, and the mighty angel who stands in God's presence, occupying the position from which Satan fell, comes to the side of Christ. Not to take the cup from Christ's hand, but to strengthen him to drink it, and with the assurance of his Father's continued love. Christ's agony does not cease, but his depression and discouragement leave him. The storm has not abated, but Jesus is strengthened to meet its fury. He comes forth calm and serene, heavenly peace resting upon his blood-stained face. Returning, Jesus again finds his three most beloved disciples asleep.
"Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
The lessons we can learn from Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane are listed in Matthew chapter 26, Mark chapter 14, Luke chapter 22, and John chapter 18. Although the scriptures don't tell us that Satan tempted Jesus in the garden, Satan had a great desire to win over Jesus. If Satan could persuade Jesus to reject dying for the sins of human beings, Satan would have won a great victory in his plan to replace God among people on earth. Jesus was a person who prayed to his Father in heaven about everything. He spent extra time in prayer just before some major event. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was in agony of spirit as he prayed for release from his imminent death. He spent 3 hours in prayer asking God his Father to change the plan, but thereafter he surrendered himself to accept God's will. Jesus was so agitated about the issue that great drops of blood squeezed from his skin, a medical sign of great anguish and torment. In Luke's Gospel, this event is recorded after an angel from heaven had appeared to Jesus and strengthened him. Knowing what lay ahead of him, Jesus knew that he would be separated from his Father by the weight of the sins of the people of the whole world, past, present, and future. This was a great grief to him. He'd never been separated from his Father before. Jesus had taken Peter, James, and John with him to support him. He didn't ask them to pray for him, but for themselves. However, they soon fell asleep instead. Jesus was left praying alone. Jesus asked his Father that the cup of God's anger for the sins of the world be taken away from him. The people deserved God's punishment, not the Lord Jesus. But there was no other way for sinful people to be saved than by the innocent and sinless Lord Jesus Christ becoming a substitute for us and suffering God's penalty for the sins of the world. Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. No person could come to the Father except through him. That is, only by having faith in Jesus' death on Calvary in each sinner's place. There was or is no other way that a person contaminated by wrongdoing could ever achieve eternal life. If there was any other way Jesus could have avoided the cross, the Father would not have sent him to earth the way that he did. Watch out for our deceivers who claim that there are many ways to God. God says there is only one acceptable to him, through his Son. Every prayer of Jesus was answered, apart from this one in the garden. He was asked to be spared from crucifixion. This request wasn't granted as Jesus pleaded, as it wasn't in his Father's will. But every other prayer Jesus prayed was answered, not because that he was the Son of God, but rather as the Son of Man, he fulfilled all the conditions for God to answer his prayers. Jesus always prayed in his Father's will. He always prayed with faith, and he always did what was pleasing to his Father. If we meet these same conditions, our prayers will be answered too. If we remain in Jesus and obey his word, allowing it to cleanse us and refine us, we can ask for whatever we wish, and it will be given to us. Why is this? Because the Bible says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Jesus loved us before we were saved. He loved us so much, he came to die for us. But now that we know him, his continued love for us requires our obedience to him. What was true for Jesus in his relationship with the Father is equally true for us in our relationship with Christ. Remaining in Jesus' love depends upon obeying his commands. Some Christians believe that Jesus will always love them no matter how they live or what they do. This isn't quite what the Bible teaches. Jesus said that he remained in his Father's love specifically because he obeyed his Father's commands. The words of our Lord must be studied carefully so that we do not deceive ourselves. Now that the Lord Jesus has paid the price God required for sin, it's not necessary for any person to drink the cup of God's anger as well. Salvation comes to any person when they trust Jesus to be their Redeemer from sin. Those who reject Christ and his atoning sacrifice, however, must bear the wrath of God, which will be poured out on all unbelievers in the future. In the early 1800s, a Scottish hymn writer named James Montgomery wrote the following words: "Go to dark Gethsemane, you who feel the tempter's power, your Redeemer's conflict see, watch him one bitter hour. Turn not from his grief away, learn of Jesus Christ to pray." That's exactly what a man named George Mueller did. Born in Germany in 1805, young George started out in a life of crime, but he was soon caught. Time in prison didn't improve his social attitude at all. But when he was 20, he met the Lord Jesus Christ. He married and settled down in Bristol, England. He continued to grow daily in his faith and developed a burden for the homeless children running wild and ragged through the streets. At a public meeting 10 years after his conversion, George presented a plan for an orphanage. Some contributions came in, enabling Mueller to rent a house, and a few months later, the first number of orphanages were opened. From the beginning, George refused to ask for funds and trusted the Lord to provide. And the Lord did provide, though sometimes George found it at the last moment. The best-known story happened when the Mueller family table was set one morning, but there was no food or milk. The children sat waiting for breakfast while George led in prayer for their daily bread. A knock sounded at the door. It was the baker. He said he couldn't sleep because he thought the orphanage didn't have any bread for breakfast, so he got out of bed and baked some fresh bread for them. A second knock sounded. The milkman had broken down right in front of the orphanage, and he wanted to give milk to the children so he could empty his wagon and repair it. Such stories became normal for George's work. During the course of his 93 years, George housed more than 10,000 orphans, prayed in millions of dollars, travelled to many countries to preach the gospel and recorded 50,000 answers to prayer. One of the best ways to teach our children to trust the Lord Jesus for answers to prayer is to keep a prayer diary. Each evening at family devotional time, prayer requests can be written down and the date that they were made also written. When that particular prayer is answered, the answered date is entered beside the request date. In this way, children can see that our God is a prayer-answering God and can trust Him with their own prayers too. If no records are kept, we can soon forget the marvelous answers to our urgent and desperate pleas for help. There are warnings against not praying, often given to us by lifelong and devout prayer warriors. When we don't feel like praying, let's not give in to our feelings. Rather, let's resist them. We are to strive and endeavor to pray even when we think we can't. The Holy Spirit will take our groans before the Father's throne and pray the right words on our behalf. We should also guard ourselves from getting too busy to pray. If we let other things come first, the whole day will slip away without a time of prayer. Sacrificial prayer and praise to our Lord can release the indifferent feelings of our hearts to find our source of joy and hope in Him alone. Yet when we do feel like praying, we should do so often and at every opportunity. When Jesus prayed that night in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed alone. To stop interruptions and distractions in our personal prayer times, we too need to get away alone. The one main concern of Satan is to keep Christians from praying. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, or prayerless religion. He laughs at our hard work, mocks our wisdom, but trembles when we pray. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 21 to 22, it says, "Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." May you seek to pray to God privately, even if it's to find out God's will is greater than your expectations. The drama is from the Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again: John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time. Jesus is